sing, for as it is that I never sing, where the straits are made of pure gold, a place where no one ever dies, children never cries, and no one will ever grow old. Is there a land such as this, a place of such bliss that could be more than a mortal can dream? Though I've never been there, I have met God in prayer, and it's more real than it ever seemed. From a child I have learned, from God's holy word, about a land beyond the sea. Sometimes I can't wait to run through the gates, lift my hands and shout victory. Now it won't be long till I see my new home that God has prepared for me, where tears are dried, so satisfied, and I'll live for eternity. Is there a land such as this, a place of such bliss that could be more than a mortal could dream? No, I've never been there. I have met God in prayer, and it's more real than it ever seemed. God has a way of making things real. I've never seen God. I've never seen the wind blow, but I've seen the effects of it. I've never seen God with my natural eyes, but I've seen the effects on His people. I felt the witness of the Spirit in my soul. That's, to me, is worth more than money, worth more than treasures up on this earth could ever be. What could you have the day that would be greater than eternal life with Jesus in a land where there is peace and joy and happiness? To escape eternal damnation of eternally separated from this love of God, in a place where there'll be torment of fire and brimstone, where the smoke of their torment will be ascended up forever and forever and forever and forever. No end to it. having a body. He said when the brethren is preaching about a resurrection, every seed will get its own body. There's only two seeds. There's the seed of the bondwoman, which is the sinner, and the seed of the free woman, which is Christ, Mother Jerusalem. And you're either going to go see Mother Jerusalem, or you're going to go down to the place where there'll never be no peace. It is your choice today. I cannot make that for you. I can tell you how to get there and what to do. I can tell you by the word of God that whosoever will come to him, he will in no wise cast them out. He said, I stand all the day long with my arms stretched out, beckoning unto again, saying, world, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke is easy. My burdens are light, and ye shall find rest for your soul. In this world, Brother Ronnie, there is nothing. No rest under the wicked, saith the Lord. The writer said, man, I was born of a woman, but a few days and full of trouble. In this world you shall have trials and tribulations, but Jesus saying, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. Listen, and you can also overcome through Jesus Christ. And the Bible saying, he that I overcome, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. I'll write upon him my new name. I'll write upon him the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. Brother, I want you to know there is a city today that's been formed in the hearts of the believer, brother. It's the holy city, brother. Jesus told them, go yonder in Jerusalem and tarry until you be endued with power from on high. He said unto them, brother, listen, when he had the last supper before he suffered, I'll drink it no longer. I'll eat it no longer until I eat it anew in the kingdom of God, brother. Listen today. I want you to know, have you been born again, brother? You're eating and drinking at the table of Christ right today, brother, in the spiritual house of the free woman. Go ye into Jerusalem and be there and tarry until ye be endued with power from on high. Listen today in the book, the first chapter of the book of Acts, brother. Listen what he said. He said, John indeed baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the fire and the Holy Ghost. Not many days hence, John saying, brother, Peter stood up that day, brother. In the upper room where there was about 120 people had gathered together, and they begin, I believe they sang song, brother. I don't believe they just sat there and looked out at each other. I believe they were singing hymns. I believe they had the home that Jesus told them, brother, you tarry and wait, and I'll send the promise of the Father. If I go away, listen today, I'll pray the Father, and he'll send you another Comforter in my name. And when he has come, brother, he'll guide you and lead you in the ways of all truth. He'll bring all things to your remembrance that I've said unto you. What has he brung to your remembrance today, children? You must be born again, not of a corruptible seed, seen, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. This word, brethren, that was made flesh, went back to heaven that day, raised his arm, going back where it came from. Where did he came from? Where did he come from, Brother Terry? Oh, glorify thou me. He prayed, listen, brethren, he prayed like this, glorify thou me with the glory that I had before the found the world was. Listen what God said. There was a voice spoke to him, I have glorified thee, and I will glorify thee again. Listen, brethren, he glorified him and rose him from the dead. Listen, and brung the past. Listen, the day that saying, brother, the grave had victory over the man until Christ rose from the dead. And John, and he told John on the Isle of Patmos, oh, behold, John, I'm he that was dead, but behold, John, I am alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I've got the keys, John, of death and hell. Listen today, friend, if you've been born again, you've overcome the world through the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen today, and if this spirit, I love this scripture here, if this spirit be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, it shall also quicken your mortal body. Listen today, by that spirit that dwells in you, and if you don't have the spirit dwelling in you, you're none of his, brethren. Just that simple today. You can't say you've been born again and you're waiting for the Holy Ghost to come. Friend, that is the Spirit of God. Listen, working and manifesting into the world his word, brethren. Listen, it's told Peter there, you go and tarry, and while they sang, brother, Peter got up, and he began to speak, brother, and all of a sudden, there came a mighty rushing wind, brother. Oh, come blow ye north wind, and blow ye south upon my garden, that the sweet spices may come out of that garden. And boy, there was a sweet sound. There was a sweet taste. Do you know the Lord can be tasted today? Come and taste of me and see that I am good. Have you ever tasted of the Lord? Have you ever got a drink of adding? That water can never be faded away. That water is everlasting, brother. That taste of God will cause you to draw nearer and nearer, cause you to want more and more. Listen today, friend. Oh, Peter began to speak, and that wind began to blow, brother, and it set upon each of them that was in the house. Listen today, brother, and they begin to speak with tongues and magnify God. Listen today, brother, and they begin to mock around and about him. Listen, and Peter said, this is that that was spoken by Joel the prophet. In the last days, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. You old men shall dream dreams. Listen today. I want you to know, brother, that on that day they begin to speak with tongue. Why was they speaking in tongue? There was 17 different nationalities. They were all devout Jews, but they'd been scattered from the four winds, brother. They were scattered down into Egypt. They were scattered into Samaria. They were scattered into all the nations of the earth. 17 different dialects there. And the miracle was, brother, Peter spoke in the Hebrew dialect, and every man heard in the tongue and in the language where he was born, brother. Well, Listen today, and they no doubt it must have confounded them that stood around, and they must have caused them to see and understand there was something about them that was going on and never seen before, brethren. They thought they was drunk with new wine, but they wasn't drunk, brethren. They was on the new wine, brethren. I want you to know today, brethren, there's a new wine today. And it's the Spirit of God, brethren. Oh, brethren. And the promise of the Father, I'll send you another comforter. It took place there on that day, brethren. And I'm glad that is not changed. I'm glad I've got that comforter down in my heart, brethren. I'm glad today, brethren, that I don't have to go from house to house and say, know ye the Lord, for all shall know of me, from the least unto the greatest. For the Bible saying, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty God, that will give him understanding. Do you have an understanding today that Jesus is the way? He is the truth and the life. And if you want to go to heaven, oh, come to him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Saying the Lord, I will look, saying the Lord, I'll no wise cast him out, him that come unto me with that broken heart. He said, I'll come unto them and I'll sup with them and they with me. I'll come in and I'll die, and my Father will come in, and we'll take up our abode in there, and we'll go no more out. Listen today, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, brethren. This life that we have today is any son today, and this life that we have will never perish, and no man is able to take it away from you today, brother. Oh, your name is engraved on the palm of his hand, brother. At least at any time, listen, some would pluck them out of your hand. No man can pluck them out of God's hand. They're on the hand of God. They're in the land. Book alive, and no man is able to even look upon that book. Oh, that was the book, brother, that no man could look upon or loose the seals thereof. That was the Lamb's book of life. That was the grace covenant, brother, if you will, that John wept much. Oh, John cried when the angel showed him that, brother, and there was none worthy to open the book in heaven and in the earth, or beneath the earth. And John cried, brethren, for the destitute of man. He looked at this and saw there was no hope for mankind, brethren. And he said, I wept much, brethren. He cried, brethren. He wept, no doubt, brethren. He saw humanity of man gone. Oh! And the angel cried, weep not, John. Behold, out of the line of the tribe of Judah had prevailed to open the book. And the Bible said, and the Lamb, brethren, came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat on the throne. He opened the book. He loosed the seals thereof in the sixth chapter of Revelation. He went forth conquering and the conqueror. He was the only one had the power to conquer over death, hell, and the grave, brethren. Don't read things in there that is not there. Listen, this is the revelation of Jesus Christ. Things to come, brother, and things that have took place past, present, and former. Listen today. Brother, and he's alive forevermore. They sang that song. He's alive, he's alive, brother. I believe on that morning of the resurrection, when Mary went to the grave and the two angels sat there at the head where they laid him. Where have you laid him? Why seek ye the living in the tombs of the dead? He's arisen, he's alive, he's alive, brother. He's got the keys. keys of death and hell. He's got your life in His hand this morning. And it's your choice where you get to go. Do you love the Lord this morning? You can go to heaven, brother, through the blood of Jesus, brother, that was shed on that old rugged cross. The fountain was open unto the house of David, brother, for sin and uncleanliness, and winter and summer. In that day, he said.
In that day.
What day was he talking about?
Certain day.
In that day shall living water go forth from Jerusalem, half to the former seas and half to the hinder seas, in winter and in summer. What day was he talking about? Somewhere out there in the future, they're still looking for the Lord to come and set His foot upon the Mount of Olives. Well, I'm going to tell you, friend, He already set His foot upon the Mount of Olives. It already cleaved in the midst of Him. He said, all nations ran into Him. Listen, the day, and every nation, he that feareth God and worketh righteousness is accepted with Him. And that living water on that cross, brother, when they pierced Him in the side, there forth came blood and water. It went forth, friend, unto those that had kept the law, and it brung life to them, brother, even to the little woman that had got a drink at the well, brother. She couldn't get in until the fountain was open. But I believe and went back. I believe she got it, brother. And when the Lord died and the soul and the spirit was raised,